The Enchanted Palace. Psyche, gently reclining in that soft meadow on a bed of tender grass, felt the anguish of her soul ease and gently fell asleep. Then, refreshed by that peaceful slumber, she arose with a serene spirit. She saw a thick forest of tall, majestic trees, a sparkling spring of crystalline water, and in the midst of the forest, near the source of the spring, she saw a palace, certainly not built by men, but by the gods. Immediately upon entering, one knew with certainty that one was in the splendid and delightful abode of some god. Indeed, the high ceilings, delicately carved in cedar wood or ivory, were supported by golden columns, and the walls were all of chased silver, and on them were depicted wild beasts and other animals that seemed to come towards those who entered. Certainly an extraordinary man, perhaps even a demigod, if not a god, had depicted those silver beasts with exceptional artistic finesse. Even the floors, all of fine and precious mosaic, featured paintings of every kind. Blessed are they, twice, thrice, 100 times blessed, who are permitted to walk on gems and ornaments of those kinds. But the other parts of that house, which extended far and wide, were also priceless. And all the walls, of solid gold, emitted fiery reflections and shone with their own light, so that the palace itself was luminous, even in the absence of the sun. Likewise, the rooms, the loggias, and even the bathrooms were of a dazzling splendor. Everything else matched the magnificence of that palace, so that one could believe without fear of being mistaken that it was a building specially constructed for the Supreme Jupiter, so that he could converse with men. Psyche, drawn by the delights of that place, approached, summoned some courage, and crossed the threshold of the palace. Then, growing ever more bold by that stupendous vision, she began to examine everything one by one. Then she saw, on the other side of the palace, storehouses constructed with admirable skill, where every divine good was accumulated. Everything precious in the world was there. But the greatest miracle seemed not so much that abundance of riches, but the fact that that treasure, containing the riches of the entire world, remained there unguarded, unchained, unpadlocked. As Psyche, with great joy, surveyed everything, she heard a disembodied voice say to her,
"Why, lady, are you amazed at so much riches? Everything you see is yours. Enter your room, rest your weary limbs on your bed, and then, when you wish, ask for water for your bath. We, whom you hear speaking, your handmaidens, will be ready to serve you, and will set a queenly table for you as soon as you have rested."
Psyche recognized in those disembodied voices the happy assistance of a providential god, and first with sleep, then with a bath, she recovered from her weariness. Then she saw a semicircular table that seemed set for dinner. It seemed as if it were ready for her, and so she gladly sat down, and immediately wines scented like nectar and trays full of delicious food were brought to her, without anyone serving at home, but as if everything were moved by an invisible spirit. Yet she could see no one, but only heard the words floating around her, and there were voices that served her.
"Would you like some more roast beef, my lady? Or would you prefer some fish? Time for dessert, my lady?"
After the sumptuous dinner, someone entered and sang unseen.
"Tua Sontaix omnia, nos tuhae famule sumus. Tua Sontaix omnia."
Then another, also invisible, touched the lyre. Then a harmonious chorus of voices followed. And although no one was visible, it was clear that it was a chorus.
"Quid domino tantis ob stupescis opibus, tua sunt ego.
Oh,
The Invisible Lover. After all these delights were over, Psyche, as evening came, abandoned herself to sleep. And then, in the dead of night, a faint sound reached her ears. Psyche then, fearful in such great solitude at the thought of her virginity, begins to be afraid. A sense of horror overwhelms her, and she fears the unknown more than any other evil. But then, her unknown husband approaches her, climbs onto the bed, and makes her his. And before daybreak, he was gone. Some voices, already attentive and watchful in the room, healed the new bride's wound of virginity that had been taken from her. This was repeated many times. And, as nature would have it, this novelty, repeated in assiduous habit, ended up bringing her great pleasure, and the sound of the unfamiliar voice filled her solitude with happiness.
Here I am, Psyche, my dearest wife. I've returned. You are beautiful.
Please, let me see you, just once.